Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the July support call. So how we run these calls is we'll be on for about an hour, and I'll answer questions. I will work with people one-on-one. I will work with the whole group when people bring up a topic that they want released, or I'll work with the whole group on the topic that you're interested in, and you can also share gains and insights that you've gained from releasing. So if you have something you'd like to ask or share or get assistance with, please press the 1 button now, and I'll start calling on people. Patty.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
So how can I be of support?
I've been working on some things, and I've come to a core issue, and I'm trying to work through my core issue. So I just will say what my core issue is now.
You can, or you can. You don't have to. The beauty of the Sedona method is you really don't need to share much about what you're releasing on. It's
mm-hmm.
just share as much as you feel comfortable in this open format. And no, they don't need a lot to be of service.
Okay. Well, some issues that have been coming up within the last 3 years, most especially, have been unworthiness, and I've come down to my core issue of abandonment, and so I wanted to know how I can be working to release that, even though I've tried to work with the Sedona method with one of my friends. We've gone through many things to help me get to where I am, but I still keep coming back to this unworthiness and abandonment
type of
issue. So if there's any way that you can offer to give me some suggestions to help
sure.
me pass
that.
Well, sure.
What I'll do first off is say a couple of things, and then I'll do a release with everyone, and then I'll check back in with you. First off, abandonment issues are extremely common in most people. Most people have felt or feel abandoned from time to time throughout their lives. We feel abandoned by our parents, unless even if they've done a stellar job. We feel abandoned by every relationship that's ever ended. We feel abandoned by people who've died. These particular body minds that we live in tend to go in that direction often. So just know you're not alone. Many people have those type of feelings. And plus, most people really don't have self-confidence. They're quick to judge themselves as unworthy, as not good enough, as not measuring up compared to whatever ideal we hold, whether it be another person or our own inner ideals or the ideals of people that we value or care about. But again, we then tend to not give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. We tend to, when in doubt, add more doubt as opposed to going, wait a minute, this is just doubt and I can release it. And so what you're dealing with is something that most people deal with quite often, varying degrees. So I just want you to know you're not alone. And at the same time, whatever you've done has already helped. So you'll feel a lot more relief from what we do together now. But that doesn't mean everything you've done up until this point hasn't been valid on every level. So what I'm going to do,
I was just going to say that I do understand that everything up to this point has been very beneficial. So
good.
That's important. I think that you that you know that I understand that.
Good, good, good. Okay. So anyway, so I'm going to mute your phone, work with everybody, and then check back in with you.
Okay.
And you can tell me how you're doing. So in this moment, allow yourself to look inside and check to see if there's any place in your life where you don't feel like you're measuring up, where you're not good enough. Start with that, and then we'll move to abandonment. So in this moment, check to see if you feel like you're measuring up on any or every level, or you're somehow falling short. And if you are, could you just welcome any feeling of unworthiness or not good enough? By the way, it's in our advertising where we're constantly comparing ourselves to ideals that really almost no one can meet. That's intentional to keep us consuming more from a feeling of we're not enough as we are. So could you just simply welcome any feeling of I'm not enough or I'm not good enough? And any thought or feeling or belief or attitude or memory that goes with that. You don't need to sort through this. Just welcome whatever comes to mind, whatever arises inside. And then could you welcome, too, any wanting to fix it, change it, control it, do something with or about it? Whenever we have an issue, we generally want it to be different than the way it is, which is like glue. It holds the issue in place. I'm not asking you to try to let it go. I'm simply asking you to allow what is to be for a moment, instead of fighting against it. Welcome it or be with it, accept it as best you can, just for a moment. And then in this moment, could you also welcome any sense that any of this is personal, is about you or who you are? All our suffering has to do with our identifying with what's happening to the body-mind. We don't realize it's just happening to the body-mind. We think it's happening to us, and we make it personal. We actually do that with almost everything we experience in life. So in this moment, you know, to fight with that, could you just simply welcome that feeling that it's personal? Could you just let it be here? Could you welcome any sense of me or mine? Sense of identification. Now, when you welcome all these three things, it helps start to unhook whatever the issue is inside of you. But just to keep it moving, in this moment, could you just let go as best you can any sense of being unworthy or not good enough? Just know, to the best of your ability, that you are already whole and complete enough as you are. Exactly as you are. And let's run through that again. Just check to see if there's any more feeling of unworthiness or not being good enough. It may be about a specific thing, it may be general, it may be in the background, it may be in the foreground. You may have all sorts of great reasons why it's true. It doesn't really matter. Could you just welcome the thoughts, the feelings, the beliefs, the attitudes that make up that feeling of I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy? Remember, always do this as best you can. A little bit goes a long way. And then could you also welcome any sense that any of this is personal? About you or who you are. Sense of identification. then as best you can, just for now, could you just simply let go of any feeling of being unworthy or not good enough and accept at least the possibility that you are already whole and complete enough as you are? And now let's focus on abandonment. Check to see if there's any person, place, or thing in this life where that stirred up that feeling of being abandoned. By the way, most of us also feel abandoned by our own selves, by God or Goddess, by that sense of separation from the One. We feel abandoned by the One. So however you're experiencing it in this moment, could you just simply welcome it as best you can? Could you welcome any feeling of separation or abandonment? Along with it, whatever thought or feeling or belief or idea that brings up in awareness. And then could you welcome, too, any wanting to fix it, change it, control it, do something with or about it? And then could you welcome, too, any sense that any of that is personal, is about you or who you are? Any sense of I, me, or mine? Now remember, I'm not saying deny it feels personal. What I'm saying is, to the best of your ability in this moment, could you just welcome any sense that it is personal? Notice that welcoming those three things causes it to start to unhitch inside, unravel, dissolve. Then could you also, as best you can, just let go of any sense of separation or abandonment? Know, as best you can, that you are already the One. Without a second. Are already full and complete unto yourself, with or without any apparent other. Know that that feeling of completeness comes from you. It doesn't have to do with anything external. You can feel abandoned in the middle of an extremely loving relationship, and you can feel just an exquisite sense of joy and peace and oneness, even if you've been always alone. Up to you. Now, let's release on that one more time. In this moment, could you just simply welcome any sense of separation or abandonment from something that happened, or just a background feeling? Remember, you can feel abandoned by a person, place, or thing. You can feel abandoned for no reason. And you could also feel abandoned or separate just because you're not aware of the truth of who you are in this moment. Whatever it is, could you just simply welcome it? Let it be here. Could you also welcome any wanting to fix it, or change it, or control it, or do something with or about it? And then could you welcome, too, any sense that any of that is personal. It's about you or who you are. Then, just for now, as best you can, do let go of any feeling of abandonment or separation. Just be open at least to the possibility that you are the one. You are wholeness, completeness, completely self-contained, with or without another, especially since there are no others. There's only one. How was that, Patty?
It was very helpful. Thank you.
Well, good. Thanks for bringing up that topic. And the way we released together as a group, you can continue to release on your own. And your friend who you've been releasing with can help you with it, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Jacqueline?
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
I need your help.
Well, you think you need my help.
Listen, I'm in such a nightmare. My son is back home, and I don't know how something saved him. He's saved. But there are a lot of physical problems, and on top of it all is his desperation and his
yes.
his death
yes.
wish. And
no, of course.
And you're
wanting to control his experience, right?
Well, I have been wanting it all the time. I'm figuring I know it now. I mean, yes. I don't know what to do. It's not only about his experience. I feel like the world is.
Yes.
I have to
it's
help
collapsing
him.
Collapsing around
know.
You. I know, but hear me. Do
yes.
whatever you can as best you can. But no, it's not up to you. It's up to God. And even though you gave birth to him, he's always been God's son, not yours. So your wanting to control his experience is playing God, and it just gets in the way. So again, do whatever you feel is best, but know that the ultimate outcome is not up to you. Never been in your hands.
I think that's what's killing me.
No, what's killing you is thinking that
I can't
that's
yes.
not what's killing you, it's the opposite. What's killing you is you thinking you should be able to fix it, change it, control it.
Yes.
That's deadly. That's deadly.
Yes.
So in this moment, could you just simply welcome any sense of wanting to play God with him?
Yes.
Of wanting to be in charge of his fate?
Yes.
And then could you welcome all the wanting to control in that? All the wanting for it to turn out a particular way? All the wanting
yes.
to protect him from his own fate, whatever that is? All wanting him not to suffer?
Oh, yes.
And then could you welcome how you've made this personal? Since you're playing God, this has become all about you. It feels personal.
Yes.
And then as best you can, just for now, could you let go of wanting to play God with him and grant him his own being?
Yes. Yeah, that's the bitchy part. It feels like I'm letting him die if I'm doing it. Like I'm fighting a battle I can't win. What?
It doesn't really matter. If you put down your sword or your gun or whatever it is you're fighting with, just surrender. This is the time to surrender. Really.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying don't do whatever you can to be of support, whatever is helpful to him and to you. But just know the outcome is not up to you.
Thing you said about that it's deadly.
Jacqueline, have I been fading in and out from your end?
No, I'm fading.
Yeah. It's a very bad connection.
I'll call again.
It's a little noisy. But what happens is the line just goes dead.
Do you want me to call back?
Well, here's what I want you to do is I want you to call back. And just listen on the call and just keep releasing on what we just released on together. Because that's really the only message I have for you. Let go of wanting to be God with him. What's killing you is thinking that it's up to you. It isn't.
I'm trying to make it up to me.
I understand, but that just causes pain for both of you.
Yes.
So call back and raise your hand again, and if I have time, I'll call on you again, but just keep releasing on what we just did.
Okay, Hale. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Liz?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I guess... Well, I'm really interested in because you can go around in circles about problems. I just like a touch more of direct experience somehow.
Sure. So in this moment, see if you can find the one who thinks there's a problem.
I seem to get stuck on some sensations and think that they're me.
Okay. So, all right. Now, so check. Are you whatever sensations you have, or are you that which is aware of sensations?
I'd like to say that which is aware.
Right. Right. You are awareness itself. And notice that awareness does have a sense of aliveness or identity. It's just not separate or personal.
Okay.
Anytime we say, I am, or I have, or I do, whenever we connect ourselves to that I that we are, connect anything to the I that we are, it's a limitation.
Mm-hmm.
I that we all are is the same I. It's only one. Changeless,
some sense of that.
Motionless, spaceless, timeless. Well, in this moment, could you just give your attention to the I? Not to I am even, just I.
Yes.
And notice, just by giving your attention to that, something loosens inside. Something opens.
Mm-hmm.
Because that I is in everyone. It's not something to try to get rid of. But it's funny, there is an I, but there isn't a me. And What I mean by that, there isn't a separate person with a story and a history and a body and a mind. Those are all things that have been added to I that aren't real, that come and go, that change, that are superimposed on I, but that get their life from I. Without that I, there would be nothing.
Mm-hmm. It seems like there's just so much trying that's kind of blocking everything.
Right, but even the trying, isn't that appearing in or on the I?
Yes.
Yes, and just in noticing that, it starts to dissolve. Do you have to try to be what you already are?
No.
Right. And do you need to add anything to what you are?
No.
Right. So how do you feel now?
Well, stirring up. Better for sure.
Great, great. So just work with that.
Okay.
Said you wanted direct experience, so I just went right for it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Isaac Amador.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
I can.
That's a, okay, wonderful, a pleasure. I've been listening to these recordings for a while. I want to thank you very much. They're a real service. And just now I also want to say something about the people. The people are a big draw for me when I listen to them. And I really identify with them and like them very, very much. I dare say love them, but I don't know them. So that's the first thing you're giving me the chance to say. The other thing is the releasing has...
What I I'm really glad that you're benefiting from this. And so what I recommend is that you just really stay open, not just while you're listening to the call, but all the time, to what you've gained from these calls, and more importantly, to the truth of who you are.
Yes, that gets to it. Method, this process has been the most significant thing in my life to free me. I guess that comes from the word release. But it started, reading things about post-traumatic stress syndrome and kind of vague notions that I've always been very, very stressed, and things just kept on piling up while I tried to cope. So it wasn't one thing, but a number of knocks.
Right.
But it was also realizing that what I learned, how I learned it, how I digested it, just didn't speak to the issue and led me astray. So led me astray. I talked about I had become... I read books, and I tried to, quote-unquote, understand, and that's not it. And I think that's where the Sedoma method, also tapping, if anybody relates to that. That was a surprising thing.
Yes, tapping is very complementary. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
it goes right. Releasing is the key. Whatever therapeutic thing you're pursuing, and all therapies are good, as long as they really get to that experience of release in a loving way, if they're non-confrontive. Everything that causes growth within us is about letting go. It's not about building up. All of us have already built up castles in the sky, and they're not real, and they just cause suffering. And they could be beautiful castles based on positive experiences, or they could be dungeons based on negative experiences, but they're still based on nothing that's real. So the Sedona method strips away the illusion and helps you get more in touch with that which you truly are. So I'm glad you've been enjoying it. Did you have a question or something?
Yes, I do. That gets to it right now. Here we are at the question. I hold it close to me all the time, and it's been very, very good doing that. But it's not a but. It's where I'm at is letting go of habits, letting go of things that actually served me. They were my world. The struggle, the thinking, the taking sides, the habit on one side,
yes.
And then trying to find on the other side what you refer to as just relaxing. In other words, being. After the process, just relax, which is what I, desired so much. It's happened once or twice, a few times, but how to keep it there more and
I
more.
Can okay, so the way
so that's
to keep
what
it there
I
is
that's
it,
what
I'm
at.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay, so I have the answer to your question. Stop trying to keep it there. The more you try to hold on to any state of mind, the more it slips away. The states of mind, by their very nature, are transient. Like trying to hold on to your place in the river. Our emotional states, our feeling states, our thinking states are in a constant state of change and flux. Sometimes good. Sometimes judged by the mind is good, sometimes judged by the mind is bad, it doesn't really matter. But if you're trying to get back, you're trying to get back to a feeling state, you're swimming upstream, and that's not relaxing. Those moments
so then I kick
where
back
you felt,
into the old way.
Well, let me finish. Those moments where you felt that relaxation is when you were going with the flow. It's not, most of us are fighting against the flow of life. There is a goodness in every one of us, a truth in every one of us, a unicity or unity in every one of us. But everything about the body-mind is designed to fight against it, swim upstream, to deny its existence. And when you let go, it seeps through. So, because you're actually letting the river carry you. Most of us are so busy fighting with what is, we stay in these little grooves. Sticking with the river analogy, we get caught in these pockets of whirlpools. And the way to get out of a whirlpool is not to fight against it, but just to relax. And then you get pulled back into the main current, which is already taking you towards all your worthy goals. So you have to not just let the mind take charge, and that's what releasing is all about, but at the same time, you're fighting and struggling and efforting and pushing and shoving just feeds the mind. What the mind is made out of. It's made out of resistance. So by just letting the river carry you, you'll find you get to your goal faster, not slower.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was very great hearing you. And
likewise.
I'll let that seep in. I'm a very kind of a slow learner, but I'll let that seep in. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. But one quick suggestion. One of the ways you'll surrender to the river better is don't buy what the mind is telling you about yourself. Like, slow learner is just a belief based on memory. So don't buy it.
Yeah, but it's also time, you know. I look at
how
old I am now, and I say, why didn't I do it years? Or, you know,
who
I look
cares?
At young children, how you can save things.
Yeah, but so what? You didn't do it earlier because you didn't do it earlier. The key is you're doing it now, and that's
point.
All that matters. All right, good.
Yes,
thank
you very much, Hale. It's
you.
Really great. Thank you. I'm very happy you called on me. Bye.
Bye. Diane Fitzgerald.
Diane Fitzgerald!
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I have a difficult question that probably most people that are listening, it won't even concern them, but I'm going to say it anyway. I am 81 years old, and I'm having a difficult time accepting my aging, especially my body, not my looks. I don't care about that. It's just the pains that come from aging. And I'm always trying to do something about it. And it seems every time I try and do something about it, I end up hurting myself more. You know, for instance, I go do an exercise, or I go for a walk, and I end up hurting myself more than, and there I'm trying to help myself, and I don't seem to be able to release on this and just accept this aging. And I was hoping you could help
me.
Well,
let me do a release for everyone on that, because even though, like, this body mind is only 60, but even at 60, there are signs of aging, and we tend to resist and reject the planned obsolescence that's built into the body mind, and we can go kicking and screaming, or we can, again, let the river carry us and know that it's all part of life. There are changes that we all go through in life. There's the growth phase, the maturity phase, and then there's the phase that those of us who are over 60 or even over 50 are experiencing. And that's a natural part of the phase, just like tides or the changes in the season. So let me do a release for everyone on that.
Then okay.
I'll check in with you. So in this moment, allow yourself to welcome any feelings you have about the state of your body-mind. Whether you're old enough to be concerned about aging, or you're young enough to not be worrying about it yet, most of us live a good part of our everyday life obsessed with the body. How it feels, how capable it is of letting us do what we want to do moment to moment, how it looks, even though Diane wasn't interested in that, many of us are. So in this moment, could you welcome any sense of struggling against the way the body is? Could you just welcome any wanting to fix or change, or control, or do anything with or about the body? That sentence I just said is a good part of what most of us do every day. We wake up and we're struggling against something about the body. We take care of the body and we're struggling against what's required to take care of the body. even our career is designed to get money for the body. Our relationships are to get company for the body. Or maybe to have another body to rub up against. So in this moment, could you welcome all your desire to fix or change or control the body? And then as best you can, just for now, just for a moment, could you let go of wanting to fix or change or control the body? Just allow it to be the way it is in this moment. And could you do that again? Could you just welcome any wanting to fix or change or control, any resistance to the body and the way it is? And then as best you can, could you let go of wanting to fix or change or control or any resistance you have towards the physical body? And one of the places we get caught with the body is we really dislike it. When it gives us any trouble or it's not going as fast as we'd like or it's not doing what we'd like it to do, or even when it is, when there's some fear it might not continue to do that, or we're comparing it to other bodies that are doing it better, we often have anger or resentment towards the body. So in this moment, could you allow yourself to dislike your body as much as you do? And then could you like or love it as best you can? And then could you allow yourself to dislike your body as much as you do? And then could you like or love it as best you can? And then could you allow yourself to dislike or disapprove of your body as much as you do? And then could you allow yourself to like or love it as best you can? And then could you allow yourself to dislike or disapprove of your body as much as you do? And then could you allow yourself to like or love it as best you can? And in this moment, could you just deepen into that love as best you can? Could you give yourself to the love that you are? Could you let yourself be love? Notice that just being the love that you are is like a healing balm to your whole body mind. And the other place we get caught is we identify with the body as though it is us. Even though we say my body, inwardly we actually think we are the body. Even though it's not even in our language, we usually say my body instead of I am the body. But we usually feel I am the body. So in this moment, could you allow the body to feel like it is you as much as it does? Could you allow yourself to feel as identified with the body as you do? And then as best you can, just for now, could you be open at least to the possibility that you are that which is aware of the body, that which gives light and love to the body, that which gives life to the body, but it isn't who you are. Then again, could you allow yourself to feel as identified with the body as you do? Could you allow the body's experience to feel like yours as much as it does? And then could you be open at least to the possibility that what you are is what gives life to the body, what illuminates the body, what is aware of the body, yet needs no body to be? And then again, could you allow yourself to feel as identified with the body's experience as you do? Allow yourself to feel like you are the body as much as you do. And then could you be open at least to the possibility that you are light, you are love, that you are illumination, awareness, that is aware of the body, yet is beyond. Again, could you welcome any remaining sense that you are the body, that the body is you? And then could you just simply welcome that which is aware of even that, that which needs no body to be, that which is beyond body, beyond mind, beyond time, beyond space, beyond all that changes, changeless witness that you are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did it in a way that would be helpful for everyone, because
for everyone, because everyone has body challenges. You're right.
Yes.
And to do opposites like that made it very powerful.
Good.
Yes.
So that's how I would continue to release on it on your own too.
Okay. I will. And thank you so much, Hale.
Thank you. Joni? Do I have your hand up? I guess not. David Siegel.
Hi, Hal.
Hi.
I have an issue with money.
Okay.
And I've been releasing. I'm in school, and I'm noticing that I'm having debt, and that's increasing. And I had some good investment ideas, but I don't have capital to fund them. And I'm noticing a lot of maybe some self-esteem issues with that.
Sure.
Disapproval and control issues, wanting, you know.
Sure.
Any assistance with that?
Sure. I'll do a release. I'll do a release for everybody on money. I don't think anyone would mind that. So in this moment, allow yourself to review wherever you are financially. How much money you have in your bank accounts and your investments, how much debt you have. And notice, no matter how much you have, the mind is always wanting more. There's a feeling of it's not enough. Whether you have $1 or $1 billion, as long as you think your value is tied to money, it's I'm not enough and I don't have enough. It's built into the system. So in this moment, could you just welcome your level of financial abundance? Whether you think it's great or you think it's terrible, it doesn't matter. Could you just let whatever is there be there? And could you welcome all the thoughts and feelings and beliefs and ideas you have about it? And then could you welcome, too, Oh, you're wanting to control money. Oh, you're wanting to have more, wanting to get rid of your debt, wanting to make good investments, wanting to control how you spend it, how you earn it, how it affects your life. Oh, wanting to do something with or about money. We spend almost as much time and energy on money every day as we do on the body. And then could you welcome, too, any sense that your state of affairs when it comes to money is somehow personal, is about you or who you are? After all, it's your money or your lack of money. At least that's how it feels. And then could you let go of believing you're dependent on money as best you can? Could you also let go of any feeling of you don't have enough or you're not enough? And could you just be open to the abundance that's always right here, right now? And then in this moment, could you welcome any sense of I'm not enough or I don't have enough, any sense of scarcity? And then as best you can, just for now, could you welcome universal abundance? The infinite grace that's always flowing. Every moment, in every place, in every time. And then again, could you welcome any sense of scarcity of, and any feeling of I'm not enough or I don't have enough? And could you welcome abundance? Could you welcome all? After all, since there's only one, actually are already everything. So how could you lack anything? Except when you identify with that limited body-mind. So for a second, quit it. But let yourself identify with the all that is abundance. Then again, could you welcome any sense of scarcity, any sense I'm not enough or I don't have enough? And then could you welcome the all? Could you welcome abundance? This moment, could you welcome the all or abundance even more? Could you just give yourself fully to that goodness and joy and abundance that you are, that is always flowing right within you? Let it flow into that picture that you live called your life. Let it flow into the waking dream. Let it fill it up. Know that you are that. You don't need to grab a little piece when you are the all. That help loosen it up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Just keep working in that direction.
Can I ask another question?
Of course.
I noticed that I have difficulty with transitions from being asleep at night to waking up. It's kind of it's either my dreams are kind of thick, although that's been a lot better. But I still, you know, it's like I'm almost nervous to go to sleep because it's so different, and then when I wake up, I'm in like a fog, and I have to get out of my dream world. It takes me a while.
Yeah, so here's what I recommend you do, is start really embracing the transition between wakefulness and sleep and sleep and wakefulness. The fog is only there because you're resisting the waking state. And and so what I recommend you do is get into the habit of really letting the states, the waking, dreaming, and deep sleep states come and go as they do. And notice that what you are is that which is aware of them. In other words, you don't wake up in the morning. Wakefulness comes.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it takes a while to break through the sleep and dream state.
Mm-hmm. That's
waking,
great.
Waking, dreaming, and deep sleep are just states of mind. What you are is beyond all three. So let yourself actually get a little more comfortable with the transition. And a lot will be revealed to you.
Great. Thank you. It's lovely.
Great. Renju, do you have something quick?
I have been getting a motivation to set up a support group, like a free phone call, to do daily releasing. I just wanted to see if you had any guidelines, especially regard to using copyrighted material.
As long as no one, you're just sharing with each other as friends, it's fine.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I've been thinking inviting people who have already participated in a retreat in that mailing list.
I think it's great. I highly recommend that people get together and support each other in releasing. And you know, it's great for everyone to have their own set of tools, but sharing what you're learning, what you understand, as long as it's amongst peers as opposed to. Since you're not trained as a coach or as an instructor, it's all peer-to-peer, but that's extremely helpful. So I would actually recommend that to everyone listening to me. Find people to release with. Find releasing partners one-on-one or in small groups, because when we support each other, it really helps. That's why these calls are as powerful as they are, is because we're supporting each other. So I think it's great, Renju.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had been thinking do a roster of the basic exercises and rotate through them so that to keep the momentum going.
Yes.
And
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Great here. Idea.
I know it this time.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, great. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a really wonderful thing for everyone to do. Thanks. So it looks like we're out of time. I just want to say I love you all very much. I appreciate you spending this time on the call. This call will be posted soon. You'll get a notice in email. And remember, do support each other in releasing. Find a releasing buddy. Go to releasing support groups in your local area, do things to support each other any way you can. We live in a world where there is a lot of support for suffering. So we need to support each other in going beyond suffering. So go for it. Find ways to support yourself and support the people around you in releasing. And let's all support each other in just having a happier life. So I'm going to unmute the phone so we can say good day or good night. Thanks, everybody.
Oh!